The Stupid Manager. I was invited to go to an automobile parts plant that had a lot of safety issues. Their injury rate was too high, and a new general manager was brought in, young guy. He had been there for about a half a year, and from all accounts, he had been doing a really good job of just picking the low-hanging fruit. You know, putting guards on hazardous equipment, upgrading PPE, writing some SOPs, and cleaning up stuff. I was there to do a safety culture assessment. I had assembled a focus group of line employees and some maintenance folks in a front office boardroom, seeking to understand why their team's safety culture scored the most negative in the whole corporation on a recent survey. The general manager and safety pro were also in the boardroom with us. One of the problems they talked about was they had a lot of aging machinery that would mist and drip a lot of oil. The conversation started quite diplomatic when everyone acknowledged that things had gotten better. It used to be they couldn't even see the clock on the wall because of the oil mist in the air. The manager had put in filtration systems and some band-aids on the machines. He'd been working hard at it, and the employees did say they appreciated his work, although I could tell they definitely still had some unspoken grievances about working conditions. But the manager didn't reciprocate this diplomacy. In fact, when I got him talking more honestly, I am a psychologist after all, the manager showed his frustration. His hands were animated when he said, "I've done all I can. The workers just don't care. I'm spending tens of thousands of dollars fixing equipment at our facilities, but the workers just don't care. They just don't get it. They keep doing idiotic things and get hurt. There's something wrong with them. It's something in the head." One of the workers, a redhead woman, was sitting at the other end of the table. I remember her vividly. She was stewing and shifting in her seat until she bravely blurted out, "You calling us stupid?" Not a moment passed as he looked at her and said, "Stupid is as stupid does." I was aghast. My mouth was open. Did he just say that? So I knew something was about to go down. Predictably, the room blew up, and their negative safety culture was emerging right in front of me as they argued about blame and labels in the oh-so-typical we-versus-they entrenchments. The implication was, if workers can't follow the rules, policies, manuals, procedures, training, they're stupid. The manager threw down the label, stupid, in the boardroom in front of everybody. But you know what? You can't fix stupid. That's why the manager was so frustrated. He couldn't fix this human problem as easily as he could the machines. He was frustrated because he used a label to describe behavior. You employees are stupid. What can you do about stupid? Honestly, what can you do? Do you coach the person taking risks? That rarely works because they may try to comply with your logic and requests, but find themselves back in the same environment once you leave. Do you fire the stupid person? Then you're going to hire someone just as stupid. They will end up frustrating you as well, because they will be put in the same environment as the exiting person. So you're left with no solution when you label, except getting more and more upset, pleading with workers, "Don't be stupid." Telling folks, "Don't be this," simply does not work. You can't fix a label. That would be like fixing a person. Instead of asking a person to be or not to be something, focus on how you can help them do what is required to be safe. I had had enough of the arguing. It was time for me to have confidential discussions with the group of workers, which is part of my process. This gave me an opportunity to kick the manager out. The manager left the room for about an hour and a half. When he came back around lunchtime, he was ashen. He had no color in his face. He was visibly shaken, definitely embarrassed. He had his head down. The red-headed woman noticed and asked, "What's going on, sir?"